Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and we connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and a big breath of air just let out in the studio. Mm-hmm. I am very excited today to introduce you to the powerful team behind Love Thy Neighbor Incorporated. Please welcome to the studio President and CEO Camille Binyard. Did I say that right?
Thank you. Yes.
I did indeed. I asked earlier and then I forgot, so I need to clarify. And her partner, Anthony Binyard, Treasurer, CFO, and CIO. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's just get into the thick of it. Who is Love Thy Neighbor? Who do you serve? And let's just start with that. And then I'm sure we have a lot more to talk about. Either one of you can jump on that. Who is Love Thy Neighbor? And who do you serve?
So Love Thy Neighbor kind of formulated as just as an idea of, you know, what can we do to help our community? You know, it started off as youth, but then kind of built into youth and adults.
Families.
Yeah, families. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And it was, actually, I remember the day that we were thinking, Camille was thinking of the name. She's the brain trust in this. And it just kind of came. She's, you know, she's the daughter of a pastor. So, you know, that Love Thy Neighbors kind of came easy to her. And, you know, from there, you know, we just built a platform around, three pillars, really, to promote, to instill, and to build. I apologize. It's really to make sure we, you know, give something back to our youth, more specifically, you know, the at-risk youth and, you know, youth and families that just feel that need that extra help. They want that extra help, but don't know how to ask for it, don't know where to search for it. So, you know, we try our best to get out there in whatever way possible, just say, hey, you know, this is who we are. This is what we do. You know, don't be afraid. You know, we're here to help you. We're here to love our neighbors.
Yeah. Love it on the people who need us the most.
Yes.
Yeah.
Enhanced quality of life and self-worth for the youth and for adults. That is very important.
Enhanced
in our mission.
Say that again.
Enhance.
Yeah. Oftentimes our families, and I think I understand why you've included adults in this, mm-hmm. right? Our families, our kids, our leaders, they don't know what they don't know. If
right.
they've never been loved on in the way that you two have been loved on, how would they know that there's anything more for them? So tell me about the programs then. How do folks get involved? Where are you showing up? And I know when I was reading through some of your information that right now it's kind of in your local area. Where are you all located?
West Valley.
Okay.
In Buckeye.
Okay, so mm-hmm. Buckeye, West Valley, right now you're focusing on that group that's within your grasp and reach.
Yes.
But really the goal is to grow, I know, throughout Arizona. And then I'm also thinking, just by looking into your eyes, that this really is something that you'd love to see everywhere.
For the nation.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, yes. So, you know, West Valley, a lot of our focus is there. We don't have a central location yet. We have a lot of our events out of multiple community centers. American Sports Center is one of them, Pentagrass Community Center is another. But we are actually working on a long-term building right now. So we're hoping to have a long-term location in Buckeye where, you know, families don't have to worry about where it's going to be at next. It's going to be here. Everything's going to be
it's steady. They know. Yeah.
Yes.
But until
yeah.
then, it's collaborating
traveling.
And
yeah.
traveling and finding the right partner to help you spread the word.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's how every great organization gets started, right? Churches themselves oftentimes
sure.
start in someone's home,
yeah.
let alone maybe a school cafeteria until they have grown large enough that they've got some financial support and ready to do this. So,
true.
Camille, you have a teaching background. Did I see that?
I do. Taught with more specific with resource students mm-hmm. with learning disability. That is my passion. That's my love. Yeah, I love building children, especially with their confidence. That's where I Am Beautifully Made comes from, because I know working there with the students, I wasn't specifically worried about if they know how to add. I was more worried about their mental health. So I was like, I need to create something for children because they're so lost. It's so sad. They're lost and they're following the wrong groups because they don't have the self-confidence.
That's right.
And so that's where we developed.
Yeah.
I'm Beautifully Made.
So I was a third grade teacher for years.
Oh, wow.
And then went on to be an assistant principal in Kyrene School District. Mm-hmm. And then went on to be a VP for Pinnacle Education, which serves a lot of high school kiddos throughout Arizona. And it's been years since I've taught. It was early 90s. I was in the industry for a long time. You're speaking to me as a sister and as another educator. My favorite part of teaching was to help these kids realize how incredible they are and see their value and worth, because you can't learn to add. You can't learn to write. You can't learn how to be a good pal to the kid sitting next to you until you feel amazing about yourself.
It all starts with your self-esteem.
Yeah, everything. Mm-hmm. Throughout what we do here at Business Radio X, we'll hear our most influential leaders in Arizona, in the business community and higher education say the same thing.
Yeah.
It's how we feel about ourselves. And oftentimes they're saying it's how we communicate with each other. But if we're not communicating well with ourselves, we're not communicating well with other people.
And most of the time you're faking it till you make it.
And that's okay too.
Because it's not like you wake up, I feel beautiful, you know?
We have to do some self-convincing, don't we?
Yes, yeah. Affirmations are everything.
Yeah. So when a family or an individual is involved in the programs, is it activities and it's conversations? Tell me a little, give us a little idea about if someone's listening and they themselves have a need for this program, or they know somebody in their life, what does that look like? How do they get involved from a participant perspective?
For example, paint nights, I am the instructor. I am self-taught. And so most of the times, because I have a display of what we're going to paint.
Yeah.
And some of the times the kids come in, I can't do that. No way. And then when you go step by step and they're learning and they're doing it on their own, you could see the confidence shining through. So that is one of examples of what we do.
So, and through that, it's, you know, we found that some of the youth has starting to get the confidence in, okay, like, I can do something, you know, what, and like, then we, part of our program is adding on to it, you know, okay, you know, what are you good at? Like one of our programs, another example is dance. We have a couple instructors, Shel Marie Shook. She teaches musical theater and jazz style dance. And then another, Devin
Washington.
I always want to say something else. Devin Washington teaches hip hop. And, you know, through that, you know, we've seen several of the campers, you know, get comfortable and, you know, just try out the moves themselves. And it gets into, okay, well, why don't you lead one of our classes? You know, have another dance event. You lead it. You know, you put some steps together and you show. So we've done that a few times. And we had the, you know, youth. We had somebody do paint. We had somebody do dance. She wasn't a camper, but I mean, she was a peer. She was their age.
Yeah.
But we did have somebody come in and instruct on how to make vision boards.
Heart for Art. Yeah. Shout out to Heart for Art.
Heart for Art. Amazing young lady.
And vision boards are so important. Important. To go back to the community that you're serving right now, there's not a vision board hanging in their home.
Right.
And so this is an opportunity for them to really look beyond their current situation, hope and dream, and step into that, huh?
Right. Yes, exactly. Love so, it. We show them, hey, you know, you can not just benefit, you know, yourself, you can benefit others, you know, come be a part of this program. And, you know, whatever you're passionate about, talk to us about it. You know, we can build a program. We can help you lead to, you know, to get others involved. And then again, we recycle that, you know, then others come. And that's really what our program is about, is empowerment, leadership, just, you know, wanting to build the community in a way that they're building themselves up.
Give hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
It goes a long way.
So long. Mm-hmm. And community.
Uh-huh.
The right community. What is that saying that I hear a lot, not only here on our podcast, but also out when I'm reading and listening to some of the influencers, that we are the sum of the five people that we spend the most time with.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at that in my life, you know, and I go through my list of who do I spend the most time with, for me, it's family, my husband, and my kiddo who's still at home with us. But if I want to get somewhere, the next level in business or maybe exercise and health or whatever it is, I need to surround myself by people who are doing what I want to do, who are a version of who I want to be. So you're providing these families and these children an opportunity to spend some time with people who are hope-filled.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's not just us. We have my sister, Desiree Gaines.
Yes.
And then her husband, Reggie Gaines. And so we are a tight-knit group that... want to make a difference in the world, not just here in Arizona, in the world, you know. So it's all us. It's just not us. It's not.
And you have volunteers, right? You spoke to some of these instructors.
Yes.
So being a nonprofit, you are a 501c3.
Yes.
Where does the funding come from? This is Business Radio X, right? So we have obviously a network of business professionals and More often than not, people are interested in serving our community. So let's speak from that perspective around the business of running a nonprofit, because I really truly hate the name nonprofit.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I think it really does us such a disservice,
mm-hmm.
not only for the leaders oftentimes in nonprofits, but also the way in which we look at that group or that organization. Because in order to run a successful nonprofit or charity, you have to have business in place wherever the funding's coming from, whether it's grant or it's donations or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You've got there's got to be a routine for rallying volunteers. Mm-hmm. That is, you have to be business minded.
Oh, yes.
And we have to have a source of revenue.
Yes.
Because if we want to impact the world,
mm-hmm.
we have to find ways to reach the world through the good work we're doing. So, tell us a little bit about, from the business side of things, who do you need on board? What connections do you need? And how are you funding this right now?
So, man. So, yeah, that's definitely...
a loaded question.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's so... You know, we do... to back up a little bit. It kind of spawned from financial training. That we had with a gentleman is actually assisting us with the long-term building. So, you know, he's been an awesome help to us. But just understanding, you know, just the ins and outs. And through that, we're able to procure not a humongous, you know, amount of money, but something just to... It kind of opened up, yes, like now we can actually begin, you know, begin this path.
Good.
And it's been surprising things. So the company in question, Duke Energy, like I would never thought, you know, an energy company just kind of, you know, wanted to donate to us. But today have been our biggest sponsor.
Shout out to Duke.
Yes. Yeah, Duke Energy. Yeah.
Thank you, Duke.
And then,
Walmart.
You know.
Walmart is great.
Yeah, Walmart
as well.
Yeah, so yeah, Walmart. We've actually just recently kind of got the ins and outs, you know, about how to request donations and sponsorships and things like that.
It's a learning curve, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. And if you have the servant heart and you're a passion-driven or purpose-driven individual,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's hard for the ask.
Yes.
Especially when it's tied to a dollar sign.
Yeah.
Because there's always expectations with a dollar sign. And
right.
Yeah, it's tough.
So I love that you already have people in your life who are not only seeing the value in who you are and what you're doing, but they're also saying, let us help guide this from a business perspective.
Oh, yes. We had a check from Fresh and Final.
Smart and Final.
Yeah. It's like, wow, that's amazing. I wouldn't think that they would give to our charity, but I am so thankful that they have done so. we've done fundraisers at
Sam's Club.
Sam's Club.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I have chills. Yeah. I love that.
They are amazing. So Sam's Club helped us to offer free after school care, but summer care. So we didn't charge the parents. We did karate. We've done yoga in the summer, and we've done painting, dance, awesome. All free for the community. We didn't charge. We're just like, just come. And then we had an officer that came, and that helped pay for him to speak to the children. So, yes, donations.
I see it. I want to see what I can do to help you as well. You mentioned Pendergast, that yes. There's a community. Is that the Pendergast School District area?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
So are you familiar with Treasures for Teachers?
I am.
I need to get you in touch with them if you're not already. So I'm on the board for Treasures for Teachers, and they're just down the street here in Tempe, the main warehouse. Mm. And then we just opened a satellite store in the Pendergast School District office.
Oh, wow.
So when you're looking for supplies for some of these arts and crafts or whatever you need, I don't know if you've ever been to the store here in Tempe area, but they have everything that you need, low cost, if not free. Everything from the empty toilet paper rolls you can relate to this as a teacher. The toilet paper rolls, you know, the empty toilet paper rolls to furniture to and Barbara Blalick, who's the executive director and founder, she's a great person to connect with. And I share that because one, we're out there in the West Valley now. Yep. Out there. For me, if it's beyond Broadway, it's like a foreign country to me. I'm such an East Valley girl.
And we're the same way with East Valley and West Valley.
Wow, it's amazing that we actually made this happen today. You're probably like, where the heck is she? But now I feel like, and I've participated in a couple different business-related activities out in the West Valley, and it's growing, and we need, everybody needs to know what you're doing, right? Yes. Not only to help support what you're doing right in your backyard, but also let's help you grow and expand.
Yeah, so word of mouth is everything.
I agree.
Everything.
Yeah. So you have some great organizations and companies who are already supporting you. They're already donating. You're learning how to ask and how to show the benefits of them getting involved, clearly. So this is just one more way to get the word out.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the NBA and Cardinals.
Phoenix Suns,
they donate
Cardinals.
Tickets for us, and we have family nights. Free of charge, and we have such a good time just
celebrating family.
Just celebrating family. We've gone to the baseball games quite a few times this year.
Yep.
People come to us and say, I don't like baseball, but I'm coming just to,
to
you
be
know,
with.
Just to enjoy each other and the fellowship. It's just so amazing, you know? So those opportunities when they give us tickets, it really, really, really helps us connect and, you know, in the community.
Fellowship. That's an important word.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to our listeners a little bit about how important that really is.
I mean, it, you know, the connection with people, I mean, it
takes a village. It really does. Like,
I mean, there's insurmountable amount of things that can be done, you know, with, like, you can only go so far by yourself. You know, when you have that that connection, that camaraderie with somebody else, like it, or you know, a group of people, you know, it again, like it can build cities. I mean, it can, you know, uplift.
Just showing kindness is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just people that I wouldn't even think that would be so helpful for what we do. They're like, hey, I know this person and I know that person. That's just through fellowship and speaking and being kind, you know. It could go so far.
On the beginning of the segment, I mentioned that our location sponsor is Conscious Capitalism of Arizona, and it's a nonprofit that's worldwide. Started the concept and the movement started with Whole Foods and Home Depot founders, and has just spread really across the world. And it's this idea. So the word capitalism can be a real dirty word for people, right? Especially here in the U.S. and where we're at politically with all these you know, diverse ideas about which direction we should be headed. And yet capitalism and being in business for ourselves is the number one, consistently, the number one way to bring communities out of abject poverty.
Mm.
Not just nationwide, but all over the world, right? Teach maybe a tribe somewhere or a community that doesn't have running water to, you know, get a well and then share the water with other communities for profit.
Right.
And so the word conscious and capitalism oftentimes don't really seem like they fit really well together, because how can you be a capitalist and want money and be conscious? And what we're talking about today as we talk about Love Thy Neighbor, and who I represent as a business person, is we can be both. We can make money, nonprofit or for profit. Mm-hmm. We need to fall in love with the exchange of currency for goods and services all over again. Because when we do, we're saying, I'm of value. You're agreeing that what I have to offer is of value. And then we can teach others to do the same. Whatever, maybe somebody comes to one of your classes and they paint for the first time. Mm-hmm. And that kid gets starry-eyed and says, oh my gosh,
this is what I bet you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the little kiddo who's very shy and gets out on that dance floor and then ends up teaching the next organization, right? When they begin to step into the power of who they are as an individual, which is the hope that you're giving them, the experiences you're giving them, as they grow up and they decide how to hone that craft, for some of them, they're going to work for somebody else. But for others, they may become entrepreneurs.
Right.
And conscious capitalists, we believe in four tenets, and we want to make sure that it is about fellowship, it's about giving back, it's about honest business practices, and finding a way to make money along the way so that, again, we can do everything that we're doing only at a much bigger level. So I love that we're having this conversation, because it fits right in line, again, with the majority of business owners and leaders that we have in Arizona that I get to talk with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We're all saying the same thing. We need to take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with how we're having a conversation with ourselves.
Yep.
Yeah. So Camille, I asked you about your background. How about you? What is your background?
So, I guess in a word, computers. It is. That's my passion. Went to school for it. I mean, I've been in love with it since, you know, I first saw one in eighth grade. Not trying to tell my age or anything like that, but.
Well, you're only in 11th grade, right, so.
Exactly.
You can tell by his voice.
I have my own for-profit Red Glove Computer and Web, and you know I utilize my passion in computers to assist those that may not be able to go to Geek School. I'm completely mobile, so I go to them wherever, whatever help they need, business or residential. So this is what I love to do. You need help. Why don't I just help you? In today's age, a lot more people are computer savvy. But again, I'm just there to help. That's just what I'm there to do.
How long have you been a business owner yourself then?
I started it in 2008.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Over the 10-year mark.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's Red Glove Computer and Web Services, LLC.
Yep.
The mobile computer guy.
Yes.
And you're helping with...
Handsome guy.
What's that?
Handsome guy.
Handsome guy. Yes, mobile and handsome guy. Love it. And the tech nerd, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about some of the things when you say web services. Is this helping people build websites?
Yeah, so it's really, it expands a lot. So web services help build websites, help, troubleshoot anything that may go on. My degree is actually in networking. So for businesses, assist with networking, things like that, getting new businesses set up, small businesses set up. That's actually how I met another one of your visitors, Kena Harding and the Harding Firm. So, so anything web, and then computer design, help obviously troubleshooting desktop, laptop issues, designing a new computer. That's mainly, for those that want to kind of trick out what they have at home, lights and multi-monitor setup, things like that, do things like that as well.
Good.
He built our website.
I was just going to ask. I would imagine so, right? Thankfully, you've got the guy on the team to make that happen. Yes. And you mentioned Camille Desiree. She's a twin sister.
Yes.
And identical, fraternal. We're fraternal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But do you look? You're shaking your head.
To me, they're identical. If you didn't know them, they're identical.
It's your fantasy.
My sister-in-law is a fraternal twin. And for years, I could not tell them apart.
Oh, you can tell us apart.
Well, yeah, but you say that. And he's shaking his head. No. So is it Desiree? Is that how I pronounce her name?
Yep.
Desiree. Yeah. So she's your vice president and COO with 10 years experience in preschool development. Oh, my goodness. So I mentioned I was an educator before going into business for myself. The hardest job I ever had was opening a Primrose preschool. It's a franchise in Gilbert for a family who owned it. And I was hired to not only hire all the staff, but also be the executive director and then find the families, right? It was literally like, hey, we're building a school and we don't know anything about education or people. And hardest job ever.
It's very hard.
Most rewarding job. Fell in love with the families, fell in love with my staff. But it was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the hardest jobs are normally the most rewarding jobs.
I agree. Yes, which is another great thing to help people in the Lovely Neighbor community help them understand. Because most of us are taught, especially if we've had, I'm going to say the healthy upbringing, that if there's something going on that doesn't feel good, run in the opposite direction. Yeah. Either fight your way through it and make it messier, or run in the opposite, the kind of the fight or flight situation. But you're right. The hardest things often are the most rewarding.
Oh, yeah.
Are there times that this feels hard for you?
Oh, yes.
I wasn't sure what you were going to say that question. I almost didn't ask it. So can you honestly speak to that? Are there nights that you lay in bed and you think, oh my goodness, why is this so crunchy? We're doing God's work. And
you got to know your whys. When you don't know your whys, it's just not going to continue on.
Nothing else comes together.
Yeah, because every time we just feel so drained, someone would come to us, because of you, like my child feels this way, or because of you, I've connected with my brother. And it's just those stories that keeps us pushing, because we're like, we know this is our purpose. We know it is. And so that's really what drives us to continue on.
So perfectly said. So beautifully made.
Thank you.
I know this is radio, and of course we'll have photos when this is a podcast, but you've got to see these beautiful shirts. Excuse me. So Camille has this silhouette of a female, and throughout it, it says, I am beautifully made. And you are a husband and wife team.
Yes.
Okay. I did the laying in bed scenario. I wanted to make, I think they're laying in bed together. And Anthony has, I am handsomely made. And it's this cool dude in this hat. And he's got a, what do you call those little?
Monocle.
Yeah. And this great mustache. Yeah, exactly. Does your volunteer group, are these just the only two t-shirts you've got? Or do you have people out in your community wearing them
Have people in the community. I need more. People from different states are like, we need more.
Yeah.
That's when the donations are very handy.
And products, developing products.
So
we have the shirts, we have bags.
That are available for sale?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. I can't wait to find mine. Good. Very good. What positive, you spoke to this a little bit, but I would love to have you share some more stories about individuals, and you don't have to name names, but what success stories have you seen that have just, again, to your point a moment ago, make this really worth it, that you know that you're touching lives in the way that again, God's led you to do this?
Well, we had a girl, I think she's like first or second grade, and she's a little heavyset. And by going to our programs, our events, she start to have more confidence. And her grandmother came to us and said, she spent a night over her friend's house and she's never done that before. And so she's like, it's working. Keep going, because it's working. And so that's always inspiring, to hear these stories.
Example.
Yeah. Also, there's a child that has a little bit of autism. It's on a spectrum. And the mom doesn't like going anywhere. And so she was like, you guys are like the only place I will go take my whole family, because it's a group of them. And she's like, she's understanding how to act in public now, because, you know, she believed in our program. So those stories, oh, so many more, but yeah. Those stories helps us so much. They don't understand. We're like, thank you so much. It's not us. It's not like, ooh, it's me and mine. You know, this is not us.
It's much bigger than the four of you. I hear that.
Than the four of us.
And yet someone has to do the heavy lifting.
Right, yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So to hear those stories, it does help so much to keep going.
And, you know, to kind of piggyback off of that, you know, that's the reasons why, you know, I stay up 1 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning, you know, trying to fund, you know, the organization, is, you know, trying to make sure, like, this is too important, you know, to be stopped by, you know, not having money to run it, you know, just, you know, that's the outcome we're looking for. You know, we're looking for, you know, young women, young men, just to, you know, be confident and to feel good about themselves. And when you see that, it's like, okay, like I have to do everything I have to do. I have to, you know, burn the midnight oil if I have to, just to make sure this stays going.
Love it. You mentioned, I said participants earlier, but you've used the word campers. I love it. Why did you come up with that name? I have an idea, but I would love to hear specifically for you. Why campers?
We have different camps, and then we have different events.
So that's who they are.
So, yeah. So
you're like, Karen, that's camps. A really yeah. basic question. Yeah. Are you looking for some deep answer?
I'm trying to find a deep answer.
Well, I'll tell you what, as just someone, you know, from the outside looking in, I grew up a Girl Scout. My brothers were Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. We were a very middle-income family, but we got to do some cool things. And camp, mm-hmm. whether it was church camp or, you know, a different organization related to school or, again, Girl Scouts or whatever, camp gave me fellowship growing up. Mm-hmm. So did my church community, my family. But camp was that cool thing, that place you got to go, even if it was just a one day or a couple of hours, where you got to forget about anything else that was going on that felt yucky. And you just, like you've described, you got to dance, you got to paint, mm-hmm. you got to sing, you got to be silly, you got to learn something new with people who were protecting and often praying over you. Mm-hmm. And so... there's your deeper answer.
Thank you.
I so many great things that y'all are up to.
And they're putting their phones down.
Oh, my God.
That is so important.
That's a miracle.
I look around sometimes and I'm like, oh, my God, they're not even looking at their phones. Thank you.
I have a 12-year-old still at home with us. Our other two have been out for a couple of years already on their own. And he just got his first phone in July when he turned 12, before he went into middle school. Wow.
Exactly.
I honestly, you know, I'm sure you see it. You drive by the bus stops mm-hmm. and you see 7 to 12 kids standing around and mm-hmm. no one's talking to each mm-hmm. other. They're all on their phone with their headsets. I was at a family reunion with our family, hundreds of people. We're a big family in Northern California this summer. And I was flipping through the photos that we all took, and there was this what could have been a generational photo with, I think, 5 generations. Guess what? Each of them were looking at their phones. Now, granted, we played, you know, a bunch of games and we had a great time. It was just one of those moments captured that speak to where we're at as a society right now.
Yes.
That our devices really get our attention. I have to be reminded a lot. My husband and I finally start putting ours in the living room. We go to bed and it's no longer mm-hmm. laying in between us mm-hmm. in the bed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll admit we were doing that for a while. So for you to share that your campers come and they participate and they're not having to capture every moment on their, you know, whatever social media account or trying to stay in touch with something that shouldn't have their attention right at that moment is a beautiful thing.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. I'd rather them be distracted through playing with each other than be distracted playing on a device.
Exactly. Yeah. Back in the day, right, when we were going through middle school and high school, again, just a couple years ago, when the drama was happening at school or at home, when we were in the other place, we got to be present.
Right.
And not have to, we could compartmentalize, I guess. But now that technology is right there, these kids that might be bullied at school or might have some issue with either a family member or somebody that, that they can't solve or they are drawn to that craziness, mm-hmm. technology keeps that issue alive for way longer than it used to.
Yes.
Yeah. So how great that you provide this break for them. How can campers get involved then? When, where, and how do you sign up to participate in some of these events and camps?
Well, so funny enough, through their device.
Well, we got you right. Their technology is also equally beautiful. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we have the availability to subscribe to our newsletter. Newsletter on our website, www.beautifullymade.biz. And they can also reach us at, many social media outlets. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and, you know, good old-fashioned phone calls. We take those, emails, contact@beautifullymade.biz.
Our number is 602-899-9526.
See, she's done this before.
Of course she has. She was pretending like she hasn't. No. You said beautifullymade.biz for the website, beautifullymade.biz. And then LinkedIn, you got your LinkedIn. I'm so proud of you guys. LinkedIn.com. And then is that a backslash? I can never say that. Company backslash. If you're a LinkedIn folk, you know that. Sure. And it's just the acronym LTN. LTN. Yep. INC for Incorporated. Very good. And then I am Beautifully Made on Facebook and on Twitter, am_beautifully, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And then, of course, Instagram, which is really up and coming now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. So I_am_beautifully_made_AZ.
Yes.
Perfect. And only temporarily AZ. Eventually, it's going to be CA and NM and NY and... Yes. I love it.
Jamaica.
And Jamaica. You know,
why not?
Why not? I feel much the same about Radio X, by the way. Yeah. Love it. How, again, can we as a community help you grow? You mentioned word of mouth. We talked a little bit about
volunteering.
Okay, let's speak about volunteering. Yes. We haven't touched on that.
Yes. When you come and help, and sometimes there's a little one that's by himself and need help. For example, when we're painting, it's nice to be there, sit with them and help them, you know, follow the instructions. Because sometimes we're here and there. Sometimes we don't have a lot of volunteers that come, you know, and it's just us and we're trying to help everybody else. So it's nice when people do come and volunteer. We had others because we always, at the end, we serve snacks and drinks. It's nice when, you know, you bring a snack for the kid. That is so helpful. Just being a helping hand, it's so helpful. And the mentors, we love when mentors come and speak with our kids, giving them a motivational speech.
Instructors, I mean, as well. Instructors. Like, if there's anything, you know, you feel... that, you know, I want to pass this knowledge down to youth. You know, come talk to us. We can build a plan. You know, we can make that work. Be a part of our program, and you know, we'll, you know, help you get your passion out and you know, help youth grab that in and again expand it.
So it's not always monetary. Need volunteers to raise our vibration.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. And you mentioned that currently you are just finding locations to kind of partner with and work with to hold these events and camps.
Yes.
Did I hear you say, too, that you eventually want to have a brick and mortar space, that it's your own space?
So we're working on that space now. So we're working on a location right now. Cross fingers. It will be able to house everything that, you know, we want to do. You know, the dance, the arts.
They have an after school program.
They have a computer lab there, so we're gonna expand that. That's gonna be my baby. Much more. They have at the current location. They have a garden there, So, you know, expand in a program into that. That's another thing we didn't actually talk about is another one of the things that we do is, and this one's, it's traveling a little bit, but a farm experience, you know, take the campers to a farm.
They love it.
Yeah. Learn about the animals. They've got to shear sheep before.
Fun.
Ride horses. Obviously, everybody wants
Our
to ride 3-year
old sheared a sheep.
Yes.
She loved it.
I bet she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'll never forget that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And how great for the local farms as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To help
they
people.
They need the exposure. And, yeah.
And the whole piece, obviously, farm to table, you know, helping us remember that food
comes from somewhere.
Yeah. And we really want it to be whole.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Whether it's an animal or, you know, if you eat meat, which I do, or from the ground, it's not always coming from a package and a vending machine. Yeah. Love it. So such a diverse amount of activities and experiences that you're giving your campers.
Yeah.
And the youngest age that you reach out to?
Three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, but these are often or all the time family activities, or do you kind of, it depends on the age range. The website would speak to that when the events
the
come
website.
Up.
Yeah. We've had a few teen events. We did an ice skating event with the teens and brought in a financial advisor to talk to them, you know, how to handle money properly. Things like that's very important.
So important.
So even the parents were like, wait, what? What did you say?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Which is why I think you said early on that you've added this. It's a family. It's a family opportunity to connect. And you may be targeting middle school kiddos or elementary or high school or whatever, but you know that you're speaking to everybody because we can all benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Any particular camps or events coming up on the calendar soon? And I know we can go to the website for details and see it on social media as well. But what's on the horizon for you guys?
The holidays are coming up. So donations, gifts, we need more material for school because, you know, it's always,
it's always
helpful.
Yeah. How can a kiddo show up to school when they need, well, first of all, food in their belly, but also supplies, a pencil to write with and that sort of thing. And that weighs on their self-esteem, doesn't it? If they're the one kid who doesn't have what they need.
We've partnered up with St. Mary's. And so we've also partnered up with Hope High School. So on Fridays, we give snack packs. So, that helps so much to even give candy bars or, you know, something.
To keep them nourished for the weekend.
Yes, for the weekend.
Because a lot of these kiddos are on the free and reduced lunch programs.
Oh, yes.
Right? And so we know they're getting fed breakfast and lunch Monday through Friday, or at least when school's in session.
Right.
But we don't know that they're always going home to food, correct?
Yes, correct.
So great. So you guys really are, you have your hands and hearts and everything.
Yes.
Bless you and thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, really big. So again, for our listeners, beautifullymade.biz for the website and to find out how to volunteer, how to donate time or even in-kind donations, as well as financial donations. And if you're looking to have a camper participate and you want to learn more, same spot.
Yes.
And even a phone call. What was the phone number again? I like the way she says it. She's getting her radio voice ready.
602-899-9526.
Oh, my gosh. Fantastic. You are parents of how many kids?
Seven.
And you've fostered and have adopted some kiddos. Yes.
Three of them. Four are ours and then three we adopted.
And ages?
They're ours also.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Right. I was the one asking for discernment. Age ranges?
17 to 4.
Yeah. And are the kids participating and helping out? Do they?
Oh, yes. They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Our 17-year-old, he has assisted with the painting, and you know they also help with our marketing, you know, because they know social media.
Yes, they do
100 times better than we ever will. So you know they assist, you know they help bring in other teenagers to help volunteer their time, not just attend, but you know to help the younger ones and to lead a few of our programs. So, yeah.
Oh my goodness. And Camille, I'm looking at the notes that you guys shared with us early on. Yavapai Preschool. So you have preschool experience as well. You owned? No, you worked for. So you did what I did. You worked for a family mm-hmm. that opened a preschool.
Yes.
So we speak the same language.
Oh, yes.
Well, so that's her sisters.
Oh.
Yavapai Preschool is her sisters.
Oh, sorry. That's Desiree. Right. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm reading it and making the connection.
But I've worked in preschool as well.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And I also remember seeing here, Anthony, and I smiled because when I said hello to you and said, hey, I'll be with you shortly, sit in the lobby here for a few minutes, I came and took one last peek at this. And I see that you are also an author of 2 books.
Yes.
I had to look up one of the words. I thought I knew what it meant. And I was right. So I just lost my spot. How to Speak. How would you pronounce that?
Venusian. Yes.
And Legacy, The Gift of Family. Venusian is all around the planet Venus.
You know, the whole men are from Mars.
I smiled and I couldn't end the segment without asking. Clearly you speak your wife's language.
At least I try. I try very hard to. How about that?
What a fun book. How long ago did you have it published?
Oh, man.
Long time ago, huh?
Yeah, a long time ago. And it was really, it was one of those things that, both books, it was one of those things that it was, I wrote it for myself. That's how to Speak Venusian started. I wrote it, excuse me,
to figure her out.
Well, yes and no, to figure us out.
To figure out.
Yes. It was, not afraid to say, you know, it was during a time that I wasn't the greatest. So, you know, I just decided, you know, I work best at putting stuff down on paper for verbally. It's all on a computer, but
getting it out of your head and out of your heart and having it make sense when you can see it.
Yes, yes. And it was one of those things that, you know, how can I do this better? You know, when she does this, you know, what does this mean to me? Am I reacting properly? You know, that just all of those little intricacies of things, and it kind of started formulating into a story. And at that point, is, you know what, this, like, I think, you know, this is something that, you know, if at least one other person read, you know, I would be satisfied, because I just felt that way. And I wasn't ever expecting to, you know, retire off, you know, of being an author or anything like that. But, you know, I just wanted to, you know, put something on paper, put something out there to, again, help at least one person. And the other book, Legacy, Gift of Family, that, again, just a unique situation for myself. On a positive note, I am a biological father, a stepfather, a foster father, and adoptive father. So, I mean, just all of those different experiences.
Other than priesthood, you've got it covered.
So, I mean, all of those different experiences, you know, I just wanted to put on paper, just, you know, how I dealt with certain things, and, you know, just wanted to, you know, again, put that out there for people to read.
Beautiful. And it's been received well. The folks who have read the book have,
as far as I know, I haven't had any bad experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, love it. You guys are really up to some amazing things, and I see it and I hear it in your heart that this is an organization that's going to help many thousands, if not hundreds of thousands.
Thank you for the opportunity to come here.
Appreciate it.
And if there are any introductions that I can help with, it's fun that before we came on air, we talked about how did we connect, and we mentioned Ed Smith, of course, and you already mentioned a couple of the gals that have been with us on before. Angela Garman was one of them,
right? Angela Garman and Kena Harding. Yeah.
Right. So let us help you and put the word out. Again, I would love to reconnect you with Treasures for Teachers for some of those hands-on stuff that you need, school supplies, art supplies, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know that they're really beginning to serve the community out west in a unique way. And then I can be the connection out here in the East Valley as well. There's a couple other organizations we'll talk about off air as well, and I'm happy to make those introductions. So anything else? Let's see. Parting words. So, either a little nugget that you want to share about family or about hope or even around, you know, leaving a legacy. Just something to end us with, and then we'll close out the segment. Either one of you or both?
For me, like, family, I've come to learn that family isn't necessarily blood. Family are those that, you know, love you and look out for you unconditionally. And, you know, that's, how I feel, you know, that's what I feel we bring to the table with the organization. You know, we're not necessarily blood, but, you know, consider us family. You need anything. Like, we're here to help you in whatever way we can. I think that if we can, as a human race, get around that idea of, you know, we're really all here for the same thing, you know, just love and survival. And it's, if we can, you know, get around the idea that we can help each other, you know, versus, you know, hurt each other, I think, you know, we can be in a, not to say we're in a bad place, but a much better place than what we are in now. And, you know, I just feel that just one person, all we need is to touch one person's heart. And I think it will expand from there. So if anything, you know, just whatever your passion may be, try to touch one person's heart and just know that you're doing a great thing and it will expand.
Go out there and be a part of an organization. If it's not ours, find one that best fit you. You know, we're here to help each other. Everyone is here on this earth to be of help. So get out there and get involved.
Yeah. It's as easy as just being curious and reaching out and saying, where can I help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little things can go so far.
Yeah. And in your case, you started an organization. What is that saying? There's, if you can't find the book you want to read, write it yourself. Right. If you can't find the organization or group to align with, to use your skill set and to donate your time, it's going to be out there. But if not, maybe you're someone like these folks who are going to lead and create their own. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see where you guys go. I'm happy to make some introductions, and I'm very honored to have a chance to share your success story thus far and give you that opportunity to let more people know about the great work that you're doing.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona Business Radio X studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, this is Karen Awicki. Thanks again for listening.